Republican Tom Foley is the party's choice to take on Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy. The businessman and former ambassador says he'll take part in the public campaign financing program. That's the opposite of what he did the last time around. Back in the 2010 race, Foley contributed more than $11 million of his own money to his unsuccessful campaign.
Well, that's the hard way to get elected, spending your own money.
Foley says a few things affected his decision.
Last time in 2010, the law was quite different. It's been changed in two important respects. Number one is that the grant in the general election has been doubled from $3 million to $6 million.
Second, Foley says that the rules governing the contributions from people in the financial services sector have been tightened, making raising money for him harder. And perhaps because he's got some name recognition from his first run, Foley says taking public money gives him the best chance to win.
All I'm looking for is a level playing field. If I have a level playing field with Governor Malloy, I'm very confident I'll beat him.
Foley won the party's endorsement. Two other Republicans, Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton and State Senator John McKinney, say they'll participate in the public financing too. In order to get public financing, candidates have to raise $250,000 in contributions no larger than $100. Once the state reviews their applications, the public financing becomes available. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.